wearing the cutest outfit to garden in. I was in an old t-shirt and a pair of running shorts. I clicked to her story bubble to find a photo of her coffee cup on her pristine Carrera marble island, followed by her children playing in the sweetest little outfits. I looked into my own yard where my children looked like feral cats in mismatched pajamas, almost all of them in hand-me-down Crocs. Photo after photo showed a life just one step nicer than my own. And that's when the spiral started. Her porch is larger than mine. Her clothes are nicer than mine. Heck, her children's clothes are nicer than my clothes. Her kitchen is always so clean and beautiful. Her life is just a little bit better than mine. I bet she is just a little bit happier as well. And just like that, my perfect little Saturday morning was robbed from me, and it only took 45 seconds and the quick tap of an app. I know this sounds dramatic, but I'm sad to say it's the reality of how I've spent so many of my days. I'll be feeling good about myself, and one photo can completely knock me over. Everything I thought was enough is no longer so. I see someone with a standard of living slightly ahead of my own, with an appearance of being able to afford more than I can or travel more than I can, and I get jealous. I believe they are happier. I want the giant kitchen or the lake house. I would even settle for the cute gardening outfit. But then I keep scrolling. There's been a horrific earthquake in Haiti. Their houses have little to no infrastructure, and the entire country is in shambles. I see photos of children who look like skeletons and a cry for people to donate so they can get clean water. And just like that, my balloon is smacked into the air again. I'm the luckiest woman in the world. I have a house with four walls. I have clean water. My children are fed. I live like a queen. I don't need a cute gardening outfit when these people need water. I abandon my Amazon search for new gardening clogs and donate money to the Red Cross. You see a tragedy and it completely shifts your perspective. You no longer loathe your body when your close friend finds out she has cancer. You're just grateful to be healthy. You hug your own children extra tight when you read about another shooting, so grateful they made it home that day. Seeing lack and loss in others puts your own abundance on full display. And this is how we live, floating in a sea of people, bobbing up and down depending on who we are around. I know deep down that if I were given the opportunity to trade places at random with someone else in the world, the answer would be no every single time. It's too big of a gamble. Over half the world lives in poverty. I am in the top few percent. Why would I ever risk that? I can even take it a step further and ask if I would want to trade places with any of those top 1%, and the answer is still no. My life is too specific and precious to trade for another. But if it's so specific and precious, why do I so often find myself wishing for more? This was the tension I lived in for years, knowing that my life was a gift, yet also constantly struggling and comparing it to others. I confused minor inconveniences with calamity and wants with needs. I looked to the left and right, gauging my joy by how well my life stacked up to others. I had such an incredible life, yet I would still go to bed discontent. Sure, there were short band-aid fixes that would work for a while. I would get off of social media for a bit or have something amazing happening in my own life. But I knew I wanted something more permanent. As a Christian, I knew that deep peace and contentment were found in Jesus, but I also saw myself and so many others struggling with how this played out in the day-to-day. I craved action steps. I wanted someone to tell me what I could do when my mind was in a mental hole, someone to take the shovel I was digging deeper and deeper with and hand me a ladder to climb out. If this struggle was a sickness, I would never want to fight it without prayer, but I would also not turn away the medications the doctor prescribed. I needed both, working together to bring healing. For the better part of the last decade, I have run an Instagram account and blog called Naptime Kitchen, where I post everything from kitchen tips and recipes to thoughts on motherhood and how to get rid of pinworms. The content really runs the gamut, and for that reason, it has allowed me to meet tons of women in different life phases. Some are young moms looking for potty training tips. Some are fresh out of college looking for easy recipes. And others are